Next up on left, right and center, Rahul Gandhi in the United States has hit out at the BJP and the RSS in a public address in Dallas. The BJP says Rahul Gandhi is insulting India. Rahul says that there is a battle for the identity of India. The BJP eventually says that Rahul Gandhi is batting, in fact, for China.
This is the simple battle that is being fought in India. The RSS believes that India is one idea. And we believe that India is a multiplicity of ideas. And we believe, by the way, very much like the United States, we believe that everybody should be allowed to participate. We believe that everybody should be allowed to dream. Everybody should be given space, regardless of their caste, language, religion, tradition, history. Anybody who is attacking the constitution of India is also attacking our religious tradition.
Rahul Gandhi ji neta pratipaksh hai aur pratipaksh ka neta bhi desh ke liye jawabdeh hota hai aur desh ke bahar jaakar desh ki chhavi kharab karna ye desh droh jaisa apradh hai. कोई देशभक्त ऐसा नहीं कर सकता. लेकिन राहुल जी तो लगता लगातार तीसरी बार हारने के बाद कांग्रेस के कुंठित हो गए और अपनी कुंठा देश की छवि खराब करके अमेरिका में निकाल रहे.
We'll do is play out different excerpts of what Rahul Gandhi says and bring in, reactions to that. Joining us, KJ Alphonse of the BJP, former union minister. Tuhin Sinha with us as well. Gurdeep Singh Sappal of the Congress. Neeraj Chaudhary joins us also. Mr. Alphonse, the point that Rahul Gandhi was actually mentioning over there was that the idea of India is profoundly different from the Congress, which believes in a multiplicity of views and ideas in India versus something which is, in a sense, hegemonic as far as the BJP and its belief of the idea of India is concerned. How would you respond to that?
Vishnu, I don't think Rahul Gandhi really understands India at all. I mean, he keeps on doing this all the time, goes abroad, foul mouths India. See, I think there is a universal rule that when any national goes abroad, especially leaders, they don't foul mouth the country. I mean, they don't do that. I think we need to stand together. I mean, when Vajpayee was an opposition leader, he was sent abroad by the ruling dispensation and he became the voice of the people of India. I mean, he keeps on doing this extremely unfair. And who ever told him that the idea of India is that it's very exclusive, that we exclude anybody? I mean, we have repeatedly said, the Prime Minister has said repeatedly, and of course he's been mentioning the RSS. The RSS chief has said repeatedly that this country belongs to everybody, that there is space for everybody. I don't know where Rahul Gandhi takes his lessons from, ideas from. I don't understand.
Gurdeep Singh Sappal, the BJP has said that, Rahul Gandhi as leader of the opposition needs to be, shouldn't be doing this abroad. He needs to be more reliable. He needs to not be making these remarks outside our shores, if at all. How would you reply to that?
Number one, what BJP is objecting to? Rahul Gandhi said that there is a diversity in India. The idea of India is to accommodate the diversity of India. Is it not BJP's philosophy? And there was a slogan that they used to use in early years, Hindi, Hindu, Hindustan. Was it not their slogan? Do they not advocate a unitary idea of India? This is what Rahul Gandhi said. And to say that on foreign soil this is not required, it is Prime Minister Modi who time and again has defamed India on foreign soil. Was it not Prime Minister Modi who said on foreign soil that he was, before 2014, Indians were ashamed of being Indians? This is what defamation is. Having ideas, discussing ideas is not defamatory. Number two, the RSS is active throughout the world. Prime Minister Modi, when he was a Pracharak, spent some years in US. What was he doing there? Was he praising Congress governments there? Or what was he doing there? He was spreading this idea of RSS idea of India during those visits. This is what RSS keeps on doing throughout the world through its chapters globally. Is it right? My question is, everyone goes abroad, they place their own idea of India, and Rahul Gandhi has been consistently doing it because this idea of India varies completely from RSS's idea of India.
Let me get Tuhin for a quick reaction. Tuhin, is that a fair assertion that there isn't one idea of India? The Congress challenges your idea of India, you challenge theirs.
Well, Vishnu, there is definitely a difference in the idea of India between the BJP and the Congress. We believe that India is a civilizational nation which dates back to 5,000 years. And the Congress believes that India's history started with Islamic invasions around 1193 AD. The Congress refuses to see India as a civilizational nation, which is why, you know, Uncle Sam makes all kinds of racist remarks that some of our Indians look like Chinese, some of our Indians look like Africans. But I think that is not the point over here. At a time when Prime Minister Modi is going all out to pitch India as a global semiconductor manufacturing hub, as an alternate supply chain for the world, for Rahul Gandhi to consistently root for China is mischievous. It shows his fundamental lack of confidence in himself and his country. And number two, when he says that, you know, the RSS BJP idea of women empowerment is to keep them confined to the homes and to the kitchens, how hypocritical or how, you know, wrong can somebody be? Just last week, the Congress party sacked one of its leaders in Kerala, a woman leader, just because she raised the issue of Me Too within the party. In the past, we have known that a lady called Dr. Ankita Datta, who was an official of Assam Congress, was sacked because she raised the Me Too issue against B.V. Srinivas. So I think Rahul Gandhi should talk about what he knows, and he knows nothing about women empowerment.
Okay, Tuhin, hold on. You've spoken about unemployment and you've spoken about the issue of women and remarks. Let's take some of those out and then get a reaction. Gurdeep, I'll come to you next. Hold on for 1 second. Let's listen into what Rahul Gandhi had to say about employment and the association with China.
The West has an employment problem. India has an employment problem. But there are many countries in the world that don't really have an employment problem. China certainly doesn't have an employment problem. China is dominating global production. The West, America, Europe, India have given up on the idea of production. And they've handed it to China.
Rahul Gandhi ji bahut tarika se चाइना को हमेशा प्रमोट करता है, ठीक है? वो हमेशा भारत को नीचे दिखाने का और चाइना को एक बहुत बढ़िया नेशन का हिसाब से प्रोजेक्ट करना चाहते हैं। लेकिन चाइना में डेमोक्रेसी नहीं है, चाइना में लोगों का रिलीजियस फ्रीडम नहीं है। क्या राहुल गांधी उनका बारे में भी कहीं जाके बोलते हैं?
गुरदीप, वुड यू रिप्लाई टू दैट? Does he need to necessarily refer to China at a time when we are doing so much to sort of build our own identity abroad?
I think BJP has a habit of picking things out of context. What Rahul Gandhi essentially said, that China, it's a fact that China is a center of production today. And it is a fact that Modi government has been unable to challenge. Today, the Indo-China trade is completely lopsided. Out of the total 100%, 80% are import and just 20% is export to China. Let BJP answer what in 10 years it has done to meet China's challenge in production. We are importing 100 billion worth of material from China and exporting just 20 billion. So this is the core factor. And Rahul Gandhi has been underlining that this entire make in India has flopped, which Modi government tried to launch in India. That time, when Modi came to power, the total share of production, manufacturing in the total GDP was 17%. They wanted to take it to 25%. Today, it is 13%. And China has scored over India's production. We are importing from China. That is the question. And as long as we do not produce in India, as long as we do not manufacture in India, there will not be enough blue-collar job to give employment in India.
Okay, now, 1 second. Let me get a response.
Where is China's promotion in this? Tell me.
Mr. Alphonse, does the BJP have double standards when it comes to China?
The question is to me?
No, Mr. Alphonse, go ahead.
Yeah, I think he doesn't still understand global economics, global industry, global financing. Rahul Gandhi doesn't understand. China did very well. Nobody is denying. Under Deng, China grew at 12 to 15% for 20 years. We are not denying it. But take, for example, over the past 10 years, our electronics manufacturer has dramatically increased from 2 mobile phones. We've gone up to 200 mobile manufacturers in India. Our electronic export sector has increased dramatically. The manufacturer has gone up dramatically. The employment has gone up dramatically. And of late, during the past 1 year, we have now given permission for fab, semiconductor manufacturing in India, packaging in India. I think all the big global players are coming in here. Why doesn't Rahul Gandhi try to understand what is being done in India, the kind of promotion that is being done, the kind of money that is good, that is coming in here? I think India has been a great role model in terms of global growth. We are the fastest growing economy in the world. Our electronics industry is doing tremendously well. Our semiconductor industry, we've just going to take off in a big way. I think there are a million things. I even written a book. Mr. Sapal, please read that book. I mean, that was on Accelerating India. What Modi government has done over the past 10 years, please read. I mean, just don't go on and say that India is bad. We have done, Modi government has done fantastic things. Please study that. We have enormous problems. We have dealt with it, which you have not dealt with in 70 years. We have dealt with major issues, created infrastructure for the poor. Now we are laying the foundations for a big time industrial growth. Please study these things. Don't just condemn India. Okay. And that is exactly what your leader,
let me come in.
Is doing every time he goes abroad.
Mr. Sapal, I'll let you come in for the next point, but let me
I have two simple questions. Why has the manufacturing fallen from 17 to 13%? Why is India-China trade 80% import and 20% export? Answer these two simple questions.
Tuhin, you want to reply?
Okay. Take for example our electronics export. The manufacturing of electronic export has gone up tremendously over the past 10 years.
One moment.
Lot of these components today, the entire globe is one village. After the WTO came in, every country doesn't manufacture everything. We manufacture what is to our cost advantage. Lot of components are manufactured in China. That is important to export to the United States. America imports huge quantities of electronics goods from China. Europe imports. Therefore, it's a question of comparative advantages. I mean, Mr. Sapal, you don't understand these theories. Please do not say
Mr. Alphonse, hold on, sir. There's more. We're not done yet, but different topic. Rahul Gandhi had these remarks to say about the RSS and how they treated or regarded women, perhaps his most controversial remarks in the United States. Let's listen in.
This is part of the ideological fight between the BJP and us, right? The BJP and the RSS believe that women should be restricted to a particular role. They should stay at home, they should cook the food, they should not talk too much, right? And we believe that women should be allowed to aspire to whatever they want to do.
Sri Rahul Gandhi has this habit. In fact, he has developed this habit over the years to go outside the country and talk against the country. And Rahul Gandhi is speaking against BJP, RSS, that is his habitual style. He will never refrain from doing that.
Tuhin, many would suggest that those views are fairly offensive, to suggest that the BJP or the RSS believe that women should be restricted at home, they shouldn't talk too much. How would you respond to what he said? Mr. Sapal, I'll come to you next.
There is an inherent notoriety in Rahul Gandhi's remarks. Probably, he's speaking about some other organization belonging, which caters to some other religion, and he's simply juxtaposing it over here to create a false perception about RSS, about which he knows nothing. You know, Rahul Gandhi is a man who suddenly goes into silence when a Mohit Khan rapes a 12-year-old. Such a man does not have any moral right to speak about issues of women empowerment. That's point number one. Point number two, he does not understand the transformation that has taken place in rural India when it comes to women's lives with programs like Swachh Bharat, where sanitation cover has shot up from 39% to 100% in the last 10 years. He does not understand the difference that tap water connections have made. So I don't think such a man should be, and that has been enabled by a BJP-led government. So such a man should not be talking about issues about which he does not understand anything. He should be happy finding out the castes of 21, 22-year-old Miss India contestants, because that is exactly what his IQ is all about.
Let's not get personal now. Let's not get
I'm not getting personal.
No, you are. Let's not do that. Mr. Sappal, you had a response. Why did Rahul Gandhi have to make remarks about the RSS wanting or the BJP wanting women to be restricted at home? On what basis does he say this?
Because RSS on multiple occasions, and you can Google it. I just Googled 6th January 2013, RSS chief Mohan Bhagwat. He said, and this was not the first time he said it, that women should be just housewives and husbands should be breadwinners. There's a contract between women and husband. If women does not fulfill the contract, husband is free to abandon her. This is not my word. These are the words of RSS chief. And second thing, this is not a new thing. You have to understand in historical context. When the constitution was promulgated and the first government came in, Congress party under the leadership of Nehru and with Ambedkar in that ministry, tried to bring a Hindu court bill, which was to empower women. What? The property rights to widows and daughters. Number two, intercaste marriages. Number three, end to polygamy, just a monogamy. Fourth, intercaste adoption and the right to divorce. And RSS, Jansang that time, Hindu Mahasabha, opposed it. Not just opposed it. On 11th December 49, RSS did a rally in Ramlila Maidan against giving rights to women. And the next day, they stormed the parliament building. Let me complete. In the very first election, RSS, Jansang put up a candidate called Brahmachari against Nehru. Only single point was that the women should not get these rights.
No, one second. Mr. Sappal, I'm only interrupting you because you're cherry-picking data which might be historically accurate.
No.
Look at the status of women in our country today. Are women restricted in their homes? Are women not working? Are women not in our armed forces? Are women not doctors and bureaucrats? Do we not have women in our missile program? Do we not have women scientists? So therefore, while you might be referring to a historic past to suggest that the BJP and the RSS want women to be at home today, it seems to be cherry-picking an argument.
Let me answer to this. This is because women were given power in 1950 through our constitution, which RSS opposed that time, did a rally. This is because women have been empowered because of those decisions. And today, RSS is forced to recognize it, like it is forced to recognize...
Okay, one sec. Last comment, Tuin, go ahead.
By selectively
quoting incidents from 70 years ago, Mr. Sappal has confirmed that Rahul Gandhi and the Congress Party
at a time warp.
You live in a time warp.
Mr. Sappal, hold on. Let him have
the way debates are conducted. I don't margin when you speak.
Tuin, go ahead.
I'll keep quiet, please.
You know, I mean, they refuse to take cognizance of what happened 11 days ago, where a Congress leader in Kerala was sacked because she raised Me Too allegations against Congress leadership in Kerala, and yet they will go back 70 years ago to selectively quote information. You need to visit, Nagpur at this point of time to know RSS programs and initiatives about women empowerment. By living in a time warp, you are giving an impression that this is an obsolete Congress party, which, you know, is the third time being in opposition, which will continue to be in opposition for the next three times.
All right, we'll leave it
now
over there. Lots
this.
Of points
let
and counter points.
This.
Let's wrap it up, gentlemen. Out of time on this. I think we've given time on both sides, right? I've been very fair on that. We're going to take a short break.